Peggy Pasker looks over a map with dozens of proposed routes for the Badger Cooley Transmission Line project.
My mom lives right on the Highway 82, so it'd be right in her front door yard.
Pasker is one of hundreds of landowners that packed into an open house to learn more about the project. American Transmission Company, or ATC, wants to construct large power lines from La Crosse to Madison and would provide energy to local power companies. Many attendees say they want the lines to run along Interstate 9094, since the space already exists. And like others, Pasker would rather not see the project at all.
Do we really need a power line that's bringing in power from the coal fields in the west to our state? It may make the cost of a power a little bit cheaper. If we do this, we're kind of closing off other options.
Options like smaller and local power generation, says Pasker. ATC local relations manager Sarah Justice says there is a need for the lines since it's part of an interconnected system.
Power flows in both directions. It's not just from one place to another, but really making sure the system as a whole is strong enough to support moving power from where it's generated to where it's needed and really on a day-to-day basis.
If approved, the Badger Cooley line could meet up with the CapEx 2020 project, which could bring power from Minnesota to La Crosse. Seven other Badger Cooley Line open houses will be held throughout southwest Wisconsin. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.